Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Puzzling Evidence Show podcast. The Puzzling Evidence Show is broadcast live each week at 3 a.m. Friday mornings, Pacific Standard Time on Pacifica's own KPFA 94.1 FM and on the internet at www.kpfa.org. Since 1982, the Puzzling Evidence Show has consistently pushed the limits of what is best described as free-form improvisational radio. Truly, this is the standard by which all subgenius radio shows are measured. Now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy. Warning: do not attempt to operate heavy machinery under the influence of this radio show. Repeated use may be necessary for complete effect. The Puzzling Evidence Show. More than an hour, less than a show.
The opening sequence is nice, you know, on the show. The video of the opening sequence.
Yeah.
And on that disc.
Right. Where is that disc? No one's looking
at it. Yeah, where do you think before it disappears? But it has a nice collage at the beginning of each one. There's another one I need to get to, because I haven't looked at that in years, and I was going to watch it while I think it's called Politics and the Religious Right. And it came on late at night at KQED. A long time ago, maybe a decade ago, and it was wonderful to trace the use of the Republicans' use of religion as a political tool from was it Nixon? Yeah, it's Nixon with he's the first guy. He brings in Billy Graham into Miami or someplace. I remember that. I mean, thinking, because I was overseas, thinking, not opposed to have religion.
YFC was closely associated with YAF.
Oh, I remember YAF.
The Young Americans for Freedom was, Republican seed organization to get the kids indoctrinated early into Republican principles.
And who was the first one?
Well, that was the YAF. FC, which was the Youth for Christ movement that was started by Billy Graham. It seems like that was,
one
of the progenitors.
I went to see Billy Graham when I was about 13, and I was a Christian for about an hour after that. He was fun to watch.
Really?
Yeah. He was kind of like a mini Hitler, convincing me that his religion worked. But yeah, he's a very dynamic speaker. Still works.
Well, I don't know what all that religion stuff means, but I know one thing. The Church of the Subgenius is the only true religion. All those other ones are false religions in the disguise of true religion. That's all I need to know. Bob said it. I believe it. That does it. That's good enough for me. If I ever need to know the truth, I just go to my Revelation X, the Bob Apocryphon, the Hidden Teachings and Deuterocanonical Text of J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Who is worthy to open the book and to break the seals thereof? That's because we don't ascribe to those other difficult to consume religions. We like our religion to be flavored with complexity.
Religion is hard.
And yet easy to swallow. We want it to go down easy. We don't want anything,
like,
you know, where
snap.
We have to think about it for too long, because it just hurts like hell to think that hard about your religion. There's too many questions when you have to believe something obscure.
Believe. Oh, excuse me.
Why have faith if you don't need to? Bob proves it. You don't have to have faith. Here's proof. Faith is where you have to, like, believe in the evidence, believe without the evidence. You still have to believe. They make you believe, even though you have no evidence. But with the Church of the Subgenius, you don't even need faith, because you got Bob. You got those dots up there. You got that big face with those big dots, and that pipe is still smoking. And that's the important thing.
Yep.
Because as long as that pipe is smoking... Hey, see this? See this eyes?
Yeah.
That's what I had covering the back of my window. That old... Remember that old Ford Fairlane that you...
Oh, yeah.
The
when
back
you said
window
that just now, you know what would be
went
nice
from
to...
window... Went, it was like you'd see it down the street with those giant eyes looking out the back window. Man.
You should take those and go to Scub and Slub and make, like,
a
back
giant
of your
one.
Vehicle... Those things about the whole I'd back
love
window.
To. I'm going to.
And then the scary thing would look at everybody behind you.
But it's not scary. It would look at everybody behind me, and they would all fall
they would
into
laugh.
They would be lulled into a sleepy, somnambulistic.
They would first think $30
satisfaction, and they would be reaching for their pocket like,
yeah,
going,
while they're
"Where's
driving.
My $30? Where's my $30? And how do I get to the ski slope?"
Yeah, right now. What is the ski? Is it a good place now?
I don't know about that, but I do know this. On our radar, irony comes easy. And a cocktail here is more complicated than... There's 12 or 15 ingredients in a cocktail from the show. That you can just imagine how that's going to taste later. When you're digesting the show and you don't have any antacid tablets or anything like that at all.
We don't even know who's on.
And you've got show digestion.
Showgestion.
Showgestion.
Progesterone.
And you ask yourself, am I worthy to even break the seals thereof? Can I make it back to Bob's pipe?
And will I?
And will I?
Yep.
Because I know I want
that
to.
That was one of the conspiracy theories years ago, is that it really is the pipe that runs the church, not the guy. Well, here it is.
We're in the church, we accept everything we see, hear, and read unquestioningly, no matter how mutually contradictory it may all be. That becomes downright scary when you consider Dobbs' third aphorism. Everything you know is right. Unless that is, you disprove it yourself.
So learn to open your third aphorism. It's a simple technique called unclenching some convulsive mouth. And by relaxing the muscular nerves, you can perform subgenial yoga. It sounds very appealing, but actually it is amazing. It will unkink your personality.
And of course you can balance this all with selective listening. Even as early as kindergarten, the ears of subgenius children, their brain pans automatically divert the bull poop into the mental trash compactor.
It is so, and this device runs day and night on alternating current, grinding away in the depths of the universe.
And you know, in the last few years, advances in mathematical algorithms have caused this compaction ratio to be increased by a factor of 10.
Well, that is a remarkable phenomenon in and of itself, directly comparable to the existence of a sinusoidal trail confirming most superstitions.
Well, you know, the church is a lot like the military in the sense that we try to develop things that can actually be applied for commercial uses later on. So when we escape the confines of the church, we can be rich millionaires in our private enterprise.
Theoretically, this is always possible, but historically, it's usually the people who come and use it after you're dead, you who created it, that make the giant bundles of moolah, mezash, simoleons, shekels, denarii.
You know, it's hard to know who to trust in society these days. You thought
about
that? Yeah,
everybody says, trust me, but really, all you can trust is that there's
nobody really does anything to be worthy of your trust, though, don't you agree?
While many do everything which is unworthy. And yet, what is odd is that they pretend toward a certain probity, which, if universally ignored, must not exist, and yet they all act as if it does. It's an unspoken, unwritten belief which is eternally violated. Now what in the name of blue-eyed hippity-hop-toad is going on there? What strange, straitened social phenomenon is being created by this effulgence of conflicting beliefs and hypocrisy?
I don't know.
I don't know myself. I'm asking. It's a rhetorical question.
No,
I don't expect
there.
Anyone to answer.
I got you.
I didn't do it. I didn't see it.
Let's just say that KPFA would like to give a big thank you to all the listeners, volunteers, and paid staff who have made our winter fun drive a phenomenal success. With your help, we surpassed our $950,000 goal. You can still pledge online.
I'm back.
Get some of the most popular thank
Sarah.
You gifts of the drive at KPFA.org. These include Richard Dawkins, Running Down Religion, The Internationals, Spike Lee's When the Levees Broke, The U.S. versus John Lennon, and George Galloway on Fidel Castro. You can also pick up a media player chock full of popular speeches at kpfa.org. So don't delay. Get in line now and get ready to donate big bucks to KPFA 94.1 FM.
Yes, yes, and that is so true. How can we further the word of Bob in our daily lives?
Well, we can put on the Dobbsian mantle and assume a Dobbs-like nature.
God,
yes, once this is done, it is similar in heaviness to the leaden robes worn in purgatory by the sufferers.
Why do I smell like pipe smoke?
Yeah, you have to breathe in that pipe smoke.
Thank God.
Thank
Dobbs you can still smell it, because as long as it's there, we can relax in the safety of our own delusions.
I always kind of like the odor, and I don't mind cigar smoke either. It's just cigarette smoke that I really can't.
It has that acrid,
that chemical tang that gets in the corner of your eyes and gets up into your sinuses and deep down into the lungs and spoils the experience. Even
great.
Walking down the street and trying to smell the night air, suddenly, oh God, there's somebody a block
like
away.
Some people like the smell of cigarette smoke.
Yes, they do. Just the way I like the smell of pipe and cigar smoke. So you see, there are many different varieties of personal taste and personal choice.
And then there are those that are both stupid and ignorant.
You mean what we would otherwise call morons.
Or pobockers.
Well, now we're assigning a class, an economic class to them. Which
oh,
I
not necessarily. The pobocker was completely defined and...
should do a whole,
a
family
whole
tree with pobockers to bombings.
The Revelation X, the Bob of Pocket.
Well, it's true, but the linguistic analysis showed that the first part of it, po, is a foreshortened version of the word poor. Meaning that these are people at the bottom, the economic well. They can't pull themselves up by their hillbilly bootstraps.
Wait a minute, you guys are talking about, I'm sure, Dr. Howling's spiritual well. It's a religion.
According to the book of the subgenius.
No, I'm not. You see, it's wrong to conflict an economic
state and a spiritual state.
Well, I hate to be,
But when they come from the clan of the Kobukwas, or poor Bukhares, the African word meaning a white person, and so in southern congealed speech, Bukhare soldier becomes Bukhar, and poor becomes Po, as in Po white dress.
So you know, Po Bukhar.
You know, like the way the poor Gatois rhythm became
from the street corner down here. We're just ranting.
American pronunciation. And
people even here are looking at over on Bart. There, people starting to go.
And is as Dr. Howe redefines church dogma. You can turn to your chapter 5, page 56 of your.
I know you can hear us.
My friend, middle of California, Martha in Reno, sent me some wonderful dogma. she sent me a whole bunch of tapes. I mean, not tapes, but little video segments of talking dogs, which are really amazing. I was watching them just before I left. You've got to see these dogs that are talking.
As the city wakes up to the Bob stuff.
They can't say long sentences.
Hobucker generally means either a normal or a latent subgenius of low values, not necessarily low wages.
Yeah, no, exactly.
One of whom nothing holds quite enough value to justify the effort necessary to preserve it. Hobuckers aren't always poor, but they're always trash. There are many a rich Hobucker, moreover many subgenii, mostly perhaps subgenii, but at least part Hobucker.
Now Dr. Drummond is reading the actual text printed in Revelation.
Yeah, I was thinking also the Hobuckers are not exactly, when you go to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, there's a whole, and all over the South, but that's the place I love it the most, where you see the whole Hobucker sales industry of pictures of Hobuckers and books about Hobuckers and ashtrays. And
that keeps Bob moving, keeps the church.
The Last Supper printed on little pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And there you go.
That's
it. That is the fun of it.
All the concrete dinosaurs aren't thrown away and wrecked because they were the 50s stuff. But as some of those went back to the 30s and they were falling apart, and I know that real estate is valuable. So because you're right there near Dolly Land.
It's right there. They're being vandalized by teenagers. What are you going to do?
Well, that's really a shame.
Somebody ought to go and round up those teens.
They closed down Magic Mountain because of vandalism by teenagers.
They closed down Magic Mountain?
Really?
Yeah.
That's why?
Well, it got to be where it cost them too much for security because they had, like, gangs there all the time, and they were scaring off all the other people, and they weren't, and the sales had gone down. They closed the whole place down because it got to be, I think they're going to sell it to probably somebody else, but maybe not. Maybe, I think I had read that the city would like to turn it into something else, sell homes on it or something.
Oh,
that's what I figured was the normal turnover of
everything.
Was that was probably pretty valuable land there, next to the freeway.
On the other hand, didn't they rebuild the nut tree by the freeway and reopen it?
That's what I heard. Something like that was happening. I can't believe you'd have the aviary and all that stuff there, but people driving on the freeway there.
Yeah.
And call 848-4425 in the 510 area code and tell us. If you look to your right, look away from the shopping center, is the nut tree there?
And what's the weather like?
And also you can go over to the Nut Tree Airport and see vintage DC-3 and vintage PB-1.
In Nut Tree, California.
How's things going? You know, what's it like there?
Now turned into a C-1.
What's your face like?
Rich guys are. And one of the Lockheeds that you see used to belong to Tammy Faye Baker and her husband back in the religious days.
Old Jim Baker?
Yeah, Jim Baker.
Well, who owns it now?
A carpet company. And it was Rock Hudson's private aircraft right after World War II, I think from 47 to 49. And then it went through a number of owners, and then it wound up after 10 people and the Bakers, and they sold it when things got dicey.
Did you ever go to the Nut Tree back when it was in its heyday?
I used to go there with Bonnie, actually, on Sunday mornings.
It was open that recently?
This is 12 years ago or something.
I thought it had vanished in the 60s or something like that.
Oh, no, no. It made it to about 2000 or something. It wasn't quite that long ago. And the neatest part was there was a little half floor upstairs, and it was the guy who owned the place loved airplanes. So there was a whole airplane store of crap to buy of airplanes.
Now, you know, when we were talking about the nature of the Pobucker earlier, that's all in the book, at the Bob Apocryphon, which is a re-release that can be bought now in bookstores again for the first time in, what, it's been at least almost 10 years.
The public has really been thirsty.
And they have been. The public has been going just slathering all over itself for this. And we'll be there to sign the book. And that part, that we'll sign page 56 if you bring it to me. We will.
All of us have to sign one evidence page just because you say it on the radio.
When we sign one of these books, we exponentially increase its value.
We go to the page that, you know, has our face on it.
Look at the some of the names of the songs in this. It's Screwed, which I've never seen. It's a movie about, is it Goldstein? No.
Bill
Murray.
It is Al Goldstein. No, I don't think it's that famous quite. I think it's under the radar kind of movie. I don't know if it's out there, but I love it.
Hey, man,
it.
I want to record
it. It's about
this.
Al Goldstein?
Okay. Can I record it?
Yeah. I'll bring it over because I don't want to lose track of it. It's a good show, and it's got many funny things. But I have to remember the bad words on certain versions. But, yeah, I'll bring it over. You can download Hit. Okay, now, as you can see, we're just flying over Brooklyn. We're in hover mode.
And a piece of language is so clear. And again, like outside the National Park, the Santa Cruz telescope, Saturn up there in the sky above Mission Street. And then, even as I looked, the fog flew over and the tiny, crystal clear Saturn disappeared.
Shoot at Saturn!
We have a report someone was firing missiles at a Saturn parked down here on Mission Street by 22nd. That's
good. Have you ever been bitten on the butt by a turtle?
I've been bitten by soft-shell turtles, have you? They like to bite. They're really bitey turtles, and they give you a very strong and painful bite.
Snapping turtle?
Soft-shell turtles, but a snapping turtle was a terror that I feel.
An alligator snapping turtle.
They're big, and they will chomp right through you. They'll bite off a toe or something like that.
I had a branch I stuck in one's mouth once, and he chomped it. Yeah.
They really can.
Be careful what you say on the radio.
Yeah, be careful where you make that turtle bite. It'll be there next.
Spit again, damn it.
You'd pick up a soft-shelled turtle, and its little head would whip around, and it would bite you in the soft part of your hand with its long beak, which is not as hard as bone, but still hard enough and sharp enough to do some damage. But the box turtle, of course, is a delightful creature. The way it can totally box itself up the way it does. But the snapper I saw several times, and saw some utterly gigantic ones, too. One time when I was fishing, I kept catching the same snapper over and over again. And then my partner would run down with a knife to try to kill it, but it would always get off the line before he got there. And this happened again and again. Finally, I caught something like a goggle eye.
Wow. That's infinitely interesting.
Well, I hope you've been reading my series on Dr. Hal's horrible animal facts.
Yes.
Yeah, you have. I've got a good one lined up next. I've got these horrible worms with acid sperm. They fertilize each other by squirting sperm on each other that's actually acid that eats through their skin because they don't have they don't have an aperture for sex.
So
they
do have their skin,
an aperture that leads to the cloaca through which eggs are discharged.
That's
that the sperm actually has
next,
to
man? I got
dissolve
like
through their skin. And I've got a horrible frog that looks like a turd and gets up on its hind legs and screams like a woman in mortal agony.
She's funny.
That's at least as good as the poop-eating parrot or the jelly face.
That is, that's better because they. It's like, hey, we don't have an aperture. Let's just throw acid at each other.
Well, certain octopuses.
Well, I've got a question for you, Dr. Howe. The audience claims that you're a know-it-all and you know what you're talking about. And have
they don't know what
taken the knowledge,
about.
The alien knowledge
Wait,
test?
Who knows what they're talking about?
Have you ever taken it, Dr. Howe, the alien knowledge test?
Is that like the Jerry Lewis announcer's test?
No, it's actually an actual test that tests your knowledge of in terms of what's been reported over the years of interesting and intriguing facts about extraterrestrials.
Now, you can attest the testiness of this test?
Let's see how much you know about them. Are you ready for me to ask you some of these questions, Dr. Howe?
Well, under these special circumstances, now, I think I'd better answer all your questions about aliens.
Now, you don't have to answer that. This is an easy test because this test is a multiple-choice test. I will give you the question.
That's a pretty good one. It's just like Bug Girl said, there's a plastic dinosaur right in the way, but you've got a better shot than she did.
I will give you the question, and then I will give you the choice of answers. Are
well,
you ready?
Well, you're all too kind.
Are you ready, Dr. Howe?
I am as ready as I
Number
possibly
one.
May be.
Over the centuries, aliens have abducted many noted human writers.
That's
Which of the
Judge
following
Prager.
Great artists was not abducted? A. William Shakespeare. B. Edgar Allan Poe. C. Ernest Hemingway. And D. Charles Dickens. Which would you say was not abducted?
Well, that's a real head-scratcher, I gotta say. No, a lot of the questions we get in our trade are in melon scratchers like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's right. Emile Zola.
I guess I'm going to have to go for Paul Muni. Emile Zola. Here,
Did
let's
you
look
mean
at it
Ernest Hemingway?
From another way.
It's like you can do
Was
yeah.
never.
You can name
no,
almost
he's
anybody.
The most They're likely not. To have been.
He's actually killed himself before the aliens got him, and that is the correct answer to
and it's
number
like
one
else,
is.
Most
C,
of the people
Ernest Hemingway
have not been on these saucers.
Now, okay, well, let's move
just
on to question two.
Party.
I think you'll find this one
just
much easier.
In the book.
Well, we'll try it.
Which historical figure
you
helped point out the home star of aliens whose navigation system had failed?
If you call 848-425.
A. Julius Caesar. B. Jesus Christ.
In the Five-Tenary Code.
Albert Einstein. Or D. George Washington.
There.
Now think about it. Which one would have pointed to the home star of aliens whose navigation system had failed? Think
well,
about
it. The star Sirius that the doggone people in Central Africa have been claiming they intermarried with those sons of God and produced their current race. But I'm just going to have to say... What were those choices again?
Those choices were
Jesus Christ.
Caesar,
Jesus
B, Jesus Christ.
I'll give it to Jesus this time.
You are correct, sir. That is absolutely correct. B is correct. When he was first born, baby Jesus
Always
pointed out
Jesus.
The star Betelgeuse.
The Lord Jesus.
Always give it to Jesus.
Okay, well, yes, always choose Jesus. That's the important thing.
Yep.
When it's given a question and answer... test
Even when it's the
where
Beatles
some of the answers
Jesus.
Involve Jesus, always choose the Jesus,
Jesus
one. Answer.
He's still
that
around.
Is the
Beatles
the
are gone.
Correct procedure there.
Boys and girls,
number
the
three.
The heck is that?
We will move on through Jesus. The test here with number three.
I think the 60s put everybody to sleep.
Aliens called trapezoids visited Earth to entertain humans.
Ew.
What kind of entertainment was it? A parade.
Yay.
B, a play. C, alien baseball, or D, a circus?
Well, it looks like alien baseball has got to be the answer there.
I'm sorry, Dr. Howe. In this case, D was the correct answer.
But what about the trapezoid?
The
on
circus
the field?
Took place in the spaceship in zero gravity.
And zero comedy, it sounds like.
That is true. Zero comedy. That wasn't even a funny answer.
Well, look, if aliens didn't put trapezoids down in baseball fields, who did?
The aliens were trapezoids, and baseball fields don't have trapezoids.
They do, and Trappist monks maintain the grounds.
Their diamonds are... I guess a diamond is a trapezoid, isn't it?
Now you're coming around. Now you're cooking with propane.
It's at least a structure. We can both agree to that.
That's
whether
right.
The aliens do or not. Okay, now moving on to number four, and I think this doesn't pick... Maybe number five is the actual one we want to get to, but ultimately... Number four says, the Valdanians invaded Earth by using what unusual form of transportation? A, flying teacups, B, raindrops, C, light particles, or D, comets? Think about it. What could it be?
Well, classically and traditionally, it's all about the comets. So we have to go with coming on the comets.
That they came on the comet? I'm sorry, Dr. Howe. The correct answer
is... I was right about the comet.
Raindrops.
Pretty little
raindrops. They were right about the comet. That's the last
human
show.
Size, thinking 5 feet tall meant 5 inches tall.
Did you hear any of that Firesign Theater, by the way, on the way earlier?
I knew there was. What was it? Was it from Everything You Know Is Wrong?
No, those are, I believe, private clips from the... special relationship that members of Negative Land and not members of Negative Land have with the present day Firesign Theater. And so they have access to tons and tons and tons of cool stuff that none of us have ever heard. And only Phil Proctor stands between them and publishing it.
Phil doesn't want to publish.
No, because he's worried about copyright items. And there are many, many pieces of music and sound effects and jokes and words. And it's like looking at all the show I have on tape. You would never, for the rest of your life, have enough time to actually go through that stuff and notate it. So you have to hire 3 people to do that. I just want the library to go somewhere. It lasts forever, you know. Put it on a website. Oh, sorry, little caller.
Why didn't you say something, caller? You jumped out. You jumped ship before we even knew you were there.
You can still call 848-455. For those of you on drugs, 848.
Okay, now for the final test question to Dr. Howe. Here is the question. What cowboy movie was recently remade using aliens? A. Was it Tombstone? B. How the West Was Won? C. Brokeback Mountain? Or D. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? If you think about the question, the answer is embedded in there. What cowboy movie was recently made using aliens?
Well, you see, I haven't been out to see these movies. It's difficult to...
I'm going to go Google it in my car.
Okay.
To let you know, a diamond is not a trapezoid. It's a parallelogram.
It's a parallelogram?
Critics do. I do wish to emulate their...
The math guy.
The trapezoid would include...
math guy was correct.
I hope I'm not being...
What's going on over there?
Well, okay, the correct answer to number five was... Brokeback Mountain.
Let's point out where the original
alien is. Brokeback Mountain.
848-455-binary code. Let's go somewhere.
It's called all the way. We will... We'll make you go.
Look, let's look at it. Meanwhile, we are going to visit some of our most tried and true tropes. We repeat ourselves endlessly as we
we're
always
416 guys.
4, 8, 4, 5.
I was just thinking the other day about these guys. Were this like early 70s? Not her, but the Tubes, who Siloam had come out for civilians. So we, Rick Lovelace and some mysterious millionaire who paid for it all. We went on tour with the Tubes and made up things to do at Tubes of Siloam, which nobody had seen then. So for all the people who took acid in 1977 and went to the Phoenix to watch the tunes. We roll stuff, do things, and be there, and who cares?
I put something sticky over here.
Yeah.
To cover it up sticky. With a sweat card.
Thought that was a 60s.
Well, if you can, please remind me of the name of the guy who designed their stage set, who was a friend of ours, but his name I've forgotten. Do you recall this guy?
Chad Wallader, wasn't it? Wasn't that Chad Wallader? Simpson?
Doug, do you remember?
What was the question?
The guy...
I'm trying to drive this thing.
Who, in the tubes, who built those sets and things. And
oh,
built,
yeah, no,
built the giant first Bob head.
That's what I was, yes, I was trying to
a
remember
a British
that.
Fellow. His yeah. name was...
Sir...
Built
Sir,
that in my basement over in Alcatraz.
Sir Percy Smithmore.
Yeah, and it was really funny because we started to make a big a paper mache head, which would have weighed a ton. You know, totally unprofessional. It was really funny. He took one look at that. It was just... He was so dismissive that I thought, okay, well, cool. He knows what to do. And then he suddenly volunteered, "I'll make this for you. You know, if I can come to the show." So, sure. And he made that beautiful big sponge head, not the one we brought to Doc Stock that Gary was charging a quarter a whack. That was on the in the mud flats back when that whole mud flats for many many years was artwork stuff happening. Yeah. Big things
now completely disappeared.
So one day Paul was in this horrible snit. He just was feeling Gary was in a really bad place. Things were going
straight,
to, yeah.
yeah
in back in his house in Oakland. He was feeling terrible and he just wouldn't answer the phone, and we were supposed to play. It was a Wednesday night, a Wotan night, so I called Paul and we did aggressive smile therapy. As I was picking up Paul from the park, I saw that head down on the mud flats. And while Paul did a tape to either you or Smith, he described it as I pulled the head across the mud flats, tied it on the top of the car, my old Corolla, and drove up to Gary's and put it in the window so that Gary, when he, at some point in the next few minutes, he would have to come out of the Wotan room, come into the kitchen, see the big head there in the window, which he did, and we Wotan and cheered him up. The caller went away. Our one listener went away.
Did you see his reaction when he saw the head?
No, we
there?
Could hear it, though, because he had been...
Man, wouldn't this be a cool thing to have? Look at this pogo stick here.
Pogo is it like the new pogo?
Yeah, it's like you could jump 8 feet with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
A Rocky Roulette.
Exactly, that's what I was thinking. Rocky Roulette could really hurt himself
on
that.
It. Look at this pogo stick.
Man. I have
Did
a great
you stay
shot of...
to the end of the extra action module?
Yes. You mean, yes.
Yeah. So you saw them when they finally came out?
The
Rocky.
Little funny song. I mean, it was great. When they came out, one guy came out and said, one, and then one. It was like a reverse of, who was it, Schubert? Who in Vienna was surrounded... Put together a piece of music so the musicians could leave one at a time? Haydn?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that there's one guy left. And
yeah, and he's soloing, and it's the old... for those of you who are young of a certain age, it's Sound of Music. They stole that trick from the movie. But, then they... It is the show. And we will be there on April 1st. Yakking. We'll do show there.
Yak. But first there'll be St. Stupid's Day, and we go to the park there.
Yeah.
And carry on and make speeches and serve and devour refreshing moms.
And there I will be waiting with my with Chaos Podcast. Really fast. Coming.
Yeah,
I'll be waiting. We're not going to actually be.
We'll just be standing there, looking like 50s guys.
We'll have a platform there,
so we can wait.
This just in: skiers get hangovers.
Oh, you mean you won't be in the parade?
Couldn't happen to a nicer
hiking miles from the Pointy Head building to the.
Yeah, we
park.
Won't actually
remember
do
this
that
year,
part. We'll just
the really
be there
stupid
waiting.
People will be down at the water waiting for the parade to coalesce.
That's where we'll be. Waiting at the coalescence point.
The rest
already
of you
having
might
coalesced
remember
into
that
a pool.
It never goes there.
Primordial spum.
Not this time.
Every year, the stupid ones are standing there. Those are the people at the parade it's really for.
Ironic.
Horny Toad recently made this astounding discovery and brought these soft morning after trousers to market.
Oh.
Horny Toad did that.
Really?
That sounds like some kind of a three-toed tree toad. What do you mean Horny Toad did this? What are you talking about? It
says right there, Horny Toad recently made this astounding discovery. It says right here in our manual. In our manual, our radio show manual here we get when we walk in that one guy gives us.
I don't know.
You didn't get it?
I just don't think anybody's out there at all.
I don't think they are either.
I'm about to fire their flares for the last time here as the show sinks and we hit the no-listener iceberg.
Those flares have been unfashionable since the beginning of the 80s.
I know, but we had so many aboard. I bought a big box of them.
Something too evanescent. These thoughts flip away before they can be captured.
Hello? Yes?
There
is somebody there. Moment. See if you can pull them out of the collar well.
Hello?
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 You think that there is no relevance to this show? I'm calling to not confirm that at all.
So what are you concerned with? That mountain-sized breakfast you've been waiting for?
I have no concern.
Just feeling sorry for ourselves here on the show.
I mean,
what's a show without an audience?
Hello out there.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
I'm calling to confirm that you have a listener.
Many
we have a listener.
Hello.
One listeners.
Please don't pull the plug.
Don't pull the plug.
We won't pull the plug.
No plugs at all.
We have two listeners. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have two listeners.
Well, do you have a question for us now that you've managed to achieve contact?
Well, the one listener left already.
Too late. Well, how about the other one? Does the other one
look? The tall purple rectangle.
Oh, well, I thought that was a parallelogram. You know, a rhombus. No, I mean,
yes, I think you're still here. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Now I feel better. I feel like I can go to. I can leave the show.
You can.
Hey, you know what? The donut hole is open before show.
It's open all night?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
That guy doesn't ever sleep?
Never. Always back there in a blur getting dough and sugar.
So we can leave the show early and go get dough.
Yeah.
Genuine enough. But why do you want to dump dough into your system? Later on, what you say?
I look at a magazine like this, and it makes me one of those
people. Well, then let me keep you back.
60-foot drops, old-growth tree skin.
You have to pay for this.
That's the bad part.
Yes, that's terrible.
And I don't have a benefactor who can
tear your tendons, you fracture your legs, you run
out
of trees.
I'll go slow. I'll be
like
real slow. Look,
Bono,
a tall purple triangle.
And knock out your teeth, and then you hang in the
so you
lodge
say.
With your bunnies and your bandages.
Yeah, I'll hang in the bar,
drinking
in the bar
hot
with my bunny and my bandages. Man, that's the thing. That's the way to.
The camaraderie of the slopes. And then here comes the ski lift, and you're supposed to know how
I've been
to get
this
in,
one before. That's a good
stop.
One.
And if you
think about that.
You stop the whole lift and hold up everybody in the air. They also have, and you have to jump out of it at the right time. So you have to go around all the way.
Oh, yeah, this was a good mountain. Should do this again sometime.
Borobudur, the mountain of mud.
North Star at Tahoe.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and they have a great
Chevy Tahoe.
Place at the top where you can eat.
And thoughtful.
It is thoughtful. It pack some grub in. I'm, get some food.
I'm putting down the fertilizer for callers next week.
Food, fertilizer, and fun.
Eat some rice and some beans.
With the new moon and
airway, airway seeds.
Jumps of the subgenius.
Green peppers. Eggplant. Fried tomatoes.
Sounds like a cauldron of southern cooking.
Hard-fried leftover grits.
Yeah, bro. But wait, could you say grits?
Fried grandma face sandwich.
Grits are so delicious, but I can't seem to set the thing up as the gravity.
Fried redneck. Just the neck, though. That's all we like.
I know. What, see, Halloween, when you walk around in the South, you just see all these necks. I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're the turkey necks.
But they're red, you know, they're going to be red.
That's yeah, it's how you see them in the sun.
Temptation.
Yeah, you can really
eat them on the run. Well, that's about the size of it. We've laid it all out for you. Now you can put the pieces together yourself and start assembling the jigsaw puzzle. Pretty soon, an image will start to appear. Maybe one that's not too pretty, but maybe one that in the fullness of time, as the years descend gently upon you, you can learn to live with. The face, in short, streaming through ether like an idiotic streaming video of J.R. Bob Dobbs, the world's truly self-aware, experimenting with the television set of his own design, messing around with the back of the set. He received a tremendous shock to his system and a divine intellectual ejaculation. No, that can't be right. Well, anyway, whatever it was, I gotta tell you, it was the basis of this whole thing, this subgenius thing we're always talking about. You wanna know how it got started? That's how it got started.
Okay,
was that
good.
Was that the pack, Extra Action Night? Was I couldn't see where I was from. I actually grabbed a chair and sat there for most of the show because
sat where?
Right below you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was.
He was sitting under you.
I didn't move either because I didn't want to lose my chair, but right. I did momentarily move at one point and did lose the chair.
That little chair that was underneath your chair, that was Doug's chair.
Doug was down on the first floor, but from where
because
I was,
because also after
got
the
some
sitting part, I wanted
some
the standing
of the
part. With a show like them, yeah. You need a chair to get any kind of shot.
Was it gnarly? Would you describe it as gnarly?
Jammed, and people want to come see the wild.
Nice.
They
were all in bathing suits because they knew it would be super hot by the time they finally went on. Everybody else was somewhat suffering from the heat.
yeah,
the cool people. But it was fun. It was a good show, and it was very
all the cool
loud.
People
and
went
I had my little
tits.
ear plugs, and one lady went by wishing she had them too.
Yeah.
Did you have a ice cream afterwards? An extreme makeover ice cream?
No one got to do that for me.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't go to Mitchell's or whatever that place is?
It wouldn't have been open at that late hour because
yes.
Before the Extra Action people went on, all these other acts went on. Taurus Band went on.
Who was the woman?
Japanese Elephants.
Accordion?
And the woman
Japanese
who tap danced and played the accordion. I don't know her name. I'd never seen her before. And Guitar Boy got up, and he performed with DJ very, 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 very something. Like that.
drummer.
But he was called DJ.
Oh, that's right. That's right. DJ very, very, very,
drummer.
Are You Free? Or
Very, Very Free? Or
Yeah, Are You Very, Very
Free? Are You Very, 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 Very Free?
Yeah, what a city. Always amazes me, this place. All these people just come out.
Guitar Boy looks like he's been around for a long time, but
yeah.
This is the first time I'd ever seen him.
Oh, really? Yeah, I've seen him a number of times, he's like a character that shows up when you need that.
See that? Read that little article right there. It's very short, but it's funny.
It's all
about very short, but funny.
Should you have dental work done? Or
be careful how you retaliate to complaining neighbors.
Oh, no. You heard his little dumb neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor. Oh, what, somebody retaliated to a complaining neighbor? Well, what do you expect?
No, well, made a pretty picture.
Oh.
They just simply made a cactus-like piece of abstract art. The other guy thought it was something else.
taxidermy.
Yeah, he had a new vent installed in his house. See what the vent looks like?
Yes, and those are cactus.
You can see the highways are filling up now. People moving. Many of those folks are listening
moving.
To us.
Right moving now. To the beach.
Always amazing. Here on the amazing KPFA.
Yeah. Splashing around the very bottom of the pool here. What a lovely night for us. I was reminded when Dr. Goldie set up a telescope that the first time since back in October that I've seen the sky through that eyepiece. When he took it along to the Big Bend Hot Springs cross trip, and there by one of the upper pools he set up.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
real. Here's another one that's kind of funny. Read this one.
Man, these newspaper articles are coming thick and fast.
I must do this show.
Quit looking at that. Do the show, man. You look at that.
What would you...
Yeah, I got to quit doing the show.
It's all about somebody's intestine. Oh, yeah, something
you're going
weird
down
about...
Spooky
about
horror. It's the spooky horror tunnel of the show where lots of effects happen.
I'll have to read
it's where we
again.
Store all the
yeah,
other
you have
hours
to read that
show.
One's funny, man. Read it. Yeah, it goes out. He's in a temporary
right
cabin, you know, and it has the bathroom outside, and it's cold because it's snowing.
Well, you have to go whether it's cold or not.
Yeah. Sometimes you do if your guts are churning, right?
Yes.
You got that churning gut syndrome, you got to do something about it.
I don't.
So you try to think of a good solution that's going to be best for everyone, because you're in close quarters with other people. You got to really think about how it's going to work out as a collective thing. You know, not you can't just go it alone every time. You have to think about how it's going to, your behavior and your activities in close quarters amongst others will actually affect the others. You can't just go off half-cocked, single-handedly, and unilaterally, completely unconscious of your behavior's effect upon the well-being and good nature of your fellow travelers who are also stuck inside this tiny little room with your smelly, fetid armpits exuding that odor. Or at least mine. Maybe not yours, but mine. And now what?
Well,
you've got. Look, hey, dude, you look like you've got a piece of corn in your ear. What happened?
Yes. Wow, it says Dick Cheney found the Holy Grail here in this other publication you have. And a picture of him clutching it, too. Well, that's certainly an unexpected development.
What do you think he's going to do with that, Dr. Howell? Do you think he'll use the Holy Grail for good purposes, or do you think he'll
I think he'll use it for some evil ceremony.
Do you think he'll use it for a satanic purpose?
Occult powers.
Do you think he'll concentrate his occult powers that he already had into a much more powerful position now that he has the Holy Grail?
Yeah, also bearing in mind that the Dick and W show is over, folks. If you haven't seen it, you're never going to see it.
I heard it was back at... Started up
no,
again.
The W is gone. He's actually working for Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but do you think that now that the real Dick Cheney has the Holy Grail, that he'll actually usurp the throne and take over W's
no.
throne?
No.
Do you think
he's just where he wants to be.
Yep.
He likes being the subgenius that actually pulls the strings of the puppet, right?
Sort of the Bob before the Bob. What the heck?
Well,
I hate the way this it's really gone downhill here on the show.
Yeah.
Because there's this sticky stuff on this place.
Now you know that you originated that.
That's
very rude.
That's real show.
You got show all over you. You got it on the desk. You got it on your clothing. Really, such irrational exuberance.
It's so sticky. Has to be. The show is so sticky, it's rude.
Well, you'll have to clean it up.
That's true.
Yes, it is. It sticks to your ribs, especially if you are careful enough.
Ew, is that little pile of stickiness, a little ball of sticky?
keep the stickiness in that one area.
Okay, here are the little subgenius demigods dancing with little fairy wings in gossamer clothing at the book signing after the April 1st.
But what about the fairies in, in Pan's Labyrinth?
Pan's Labyrinth?
What do they have to do with this?
They are.
What does that have to do with those? What do we have to do with them?
They apparently wear a form which is still asked to reveal their more human beings.
More importantly, how will that affect us in the future?
Well, it will affect us profoundly because
we will no longer be in
our own realm but in theirs. Then it will be necessary to pay attention to these things.
Will we be forced to acknowledge the change and deal with it through our projections and our future campaigns?
Well, that depends on how strongly you believe all the doctrine concerning the subgenius afterlife.
And that is so true, so true, Dr. Howe. I'm glad you brought it back around in a complete circle like that.
But does that mean I'm a believer in the literal subgenius afterlife?
Only if you want to be.
Well, exactly. And I feel this is symbolically valid, too.
And you don't have to tell people if you want to be.
But really, I don't expect to travel through the 300.
People don't want to know, so don't tell them.
People don't want to.
They're too busy wrestling with their own inner belief systems to ever worry about how yours works.
Wait, let me tell you about Plotney.
Of course, you can help guide them by providing them a shining beacon of light in the darkness, one which will help them plot their path through a thickening, burgeoning, ever-increasing miasma of horrible choices.
Really?
And so many choices.
And yet, in amongst those horrible choices sometimes lies a little flower.
A little tiny battalion of cavalry guys that are come save you at the last
jewel
moment.
Within the goat's veritable sphincter.
Oh, money,
there you shall find that wonderful thing of beauty amongst the horrible ugliness that surrounds it.
So ugly. So horrible, and yet. So
well, it could be horrible. Uh-oh, there are more balls of stickiness.
Sticky and ball-headed
stick-to-itiveness.
People.
These people weren't quitters. They marched to...
Don't miss out. Call the show now at 848-4425 before everything is too late.
Everything. And then when it's too late, the show will be over.
If you'll call 510-848-4425 right now, untold riches will be bestowed upon you by unknown benefactors in the future.
Oh, Lord.
Unknown, Lord, unwilling, unknown.
Not unwilling. Perfectly willing, but unknown. They're not allowed to reveal their identity. Much like the millionaire. The secret
millionaire.
Dallas millionaire.
Yep.
Fort Worth millionaire. Dallas, Fort Worth, one of those towns.
One of the towns that was there from the beginning.
You'll call 848-4425 right now on the 5 generic code. We will reveal 96 untapped
special shirts. They won over the town of Dallas.
Now at last, the step-by-step process is revealed.
With those early subgenius marches down Houston Street from Munger.
You want a Munger? You want me too?
My favorite part of Munger was those raised lights that didn't work anymore, unfortunately. They had, as you turned left on a Munger into the Stang area, it looks like 50s idea where you had these high curbs with what I know. I remember as a kid seeing them, there were lights that would have shown out back when the city cared, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to build this obstruction, then we're going to light it.
Yeah.
Instead of just not having.
Because that councilman who runs that district got the money, and he had to spend it somehow.
Have to do something,
you know.
And years later, the little light things were full of beer
cans. Stuff. It's not about the lights. It's about keeping the people employed. About that businessman that needed that job. that councilman could give him the money for it so he could go complete that thing that the people really didn't care about or want. But at least he was employed and he got to spend that money back into the community. And that's what really counted. Not whether or not the people could get around the obstruction or the lighted passageway at night would help them see where they were walking and help prevent muggings and accidents from occurring there. That's not the important thing. The important thing was that the contracting company got paid. And the wages were paid.
For the wages of sin.
And the people made a living. A real living wage. Yes. That's what happened. In Dallas that day,
rocked on the
1963,
forget that thing.
November 22nd.
On the 33rd parallel, one of the major
don't forget that thing.
The working of the Masonic Order took place. The sacrifice of the Divine King. Our Divine King. John F. Kennedy.
John F. Spatuti. And he made Little Dallas famous because you go down there and the shack's gone and the sign's gone off the top. And my favorite part is I actually did a little dissolve from 1963 to about, what was it, 19... When was Couch Stock? It was, I think that's when it...
2002?
Oh, no, I did it in 1990.
2002 was Couch Stock.
Yeah, it was Couch Stock, right. We didn't have enough time. I went down there, actually. You guys went to lunch or something. That was fun.
Out to lunch.
Just how much gristle will you take?
At House of Gristle. Oh, it's so wonderful. When it's all set up and functioning, it makes you proud to be an American.
The show?
Yes, just so.
The...
Yeah, the crowd's just crazy, but I wonder whether it'll be sustained.
This is the... I'm watching the tape with Ask Dr. Hal show this week.
You were there this week?
No, I wasn't there. I thought I was just dead.
Oh, my God. It is here. Look.
Oh, no. What year is that?
Oh, my.
This
Hitler
is contemporary.
Hitler was a woman.
Was a woman. Yeah, and that was a joke on the show many years
he
ago.
Was a woman to me.
Was a woman to me.
Hitler was a woman.
Hitler was a woman. I'm faxing this to all my friends.
To me.
Hitler was a woman to me.
Hitler was a woman.
Autopsy is that a current, proves it, it says.
Wow, a current
He wasn't
magazine?
No goody two-shoes, though. He wasn't no namby-pamby hand-wringing do-gooder. He was evil.
April 3rd, 2006, nearly a year old, this publication makes the audacious suggestion that Adolf Hitler, former Chancellor of the Third Reich, was in fact a woman. How would this
another victim in the victim society?
Then there was a Hitler autopsy photo, extremely interesting after that fake alien autopsy, because after.
Have you ever thought about what would happen if you could have gotten there and, like, talked Hitler out of being bad?
No.
If you could have just talked with him for a while, you probably could have convinced him.
Although, of course, that's what anybody from now at times would do. Even Martin Landau.
Right?
Except Martin Landau.
What would Martin Landau do?
He tried to shoot him, and he... I don't remember.
Well, that was just
always something
that was only an act, though.
In the 22 minutes that would prevent him.
That was only an act.
I know, but it was as close as I ever saw.
But when Martin Landau, when they asked Martin Landau about that, he kind of wished it was true. You know?
Just like, he said, like Barbara Bain. I was just thinking, in an alternate universe, I was married to Barbara Bain, says Martin Landau, and Hitler is a woman.
You know, Barbara Bain and Martin Landau are so underrated.
You think so?
Yeah.
I never could quite get Barbara Bain.
Really? She was kind of out there. She was very difficult to get. I see you doing what I'm doing.
Oh, my eyes
are peering off
any
into
good
the distance
anymore.
Towards that round thing on the wall.
Yes, that analog fizz.
One that records the passage of occurrences and tiny little increments of chronological progression.
Yeah.
Time's uncoiling stainless spring.
Time slowly breaks down as we prepare for the nice new show to happen.
And the big donuts.
And the big rolling
major donors, of course. Time hath endless varieties and shows of all varieties, which revealeth old things in heaven, maketh new discoveries in earth, and even earth itself a discovery.
But you know, you can bring the kids to the show. I mean, at least
and
virtually.
Leave them there.
Virtually, you can bring the kids to the show.
We'll put them to work.
In your mind, and we will put them to work on special projects from which you will benefit. We can make your kids perform, but only after some genius indoctrination.
Really?
That is essential. Complete
we'll plant the seeds of
subgenius doctrine is the only possibility
of compliance.
And
we'll nurture the grounds of
rapture.
Agreement.
I think you've
we'll make them into virtual meat puppets.
Puppets?
For which you are the puppet master.
That is so, because the puppets are an intermediate between the performer and the audience. But we want puppets to assume a more exalted station than that.
Some people might say that it's the puppet that jerks the strings that moves the puppet master's fingers.
They might and do say it.
And the puppet master is the true puppet.
How about rod puppets, when Rod is there manipulating these puppets?
When Rod's doing it?
Well, that would prove my...
Ah, yes.
Yes, it would.
I can remember with old Bob.
Bob? Why, that guy owes me $140.
He does? Well, you owe him a lot more. You owe him your everlasting happiness and soul and the slack that you so willfully gave away without even knowing it. You let the slack leak out of your pocket like pennies from a pocket, a ripped out pair of pants that you just don't care about anymore. You just
but then when you throw them away, you intensely care about them.
Then all of a sudden, yeah, you go, you look around and say, what happened to my money?
Where's my blue pair of pants? I always... Oh, boy.
Really? That's what you say?
I think so. Or a simulacrum to that effect.
Ferreting out your fellow subgenii in a crowd can be difficult at times. We give you the techniques it takes to whiff-read your local subgenius. Stench aura, as it permeates and exudes from the crowd itself, you can penetrate to the inner depths simply by whiff reading that aura stench, that psi stench. See,
what
I can smell
stench?
Dr. Howe right now.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Are you sure that that is
it's your
amazing.
Psi stench. It smells
psi
like perfume.
Stench. Oh, for God's sake. Thy rich perfume may close the room. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, there are odors, miasmas. Some of them are deliberately produced by the body to send subtle chemical signals to our fellow beings. And is this not our birthright?
Yes.
Are we not apes?
Yes.
Those noble creatures, not monkeys, those horrible, nasty, feces throwing, biting. No, we are great apes and are...
Yetis.
Yetis interbred with the human stock back in the day, as the great Zukowski pointed out. Of course, he thought that this was,
he thought it was
to
bad.
The completion of the human animal, and that Yeti throwbacks were people like Benito Mussolini, and generally dictators, and people who exercised political and civil power ruthlessly. But we, the subgeniuses, believe orthogonally, 180 degrees away from Zukowski, that the Yeti-human interbreeding created our best and chief among them, the subgenius. So express
yes, it's
your
difficult,
Yeti nature,
but it happens when you discover your true Yeti mate.
Eat a lot of fruit, swing from the trees, do all that you can to re-harmonize your Yetin sin existence. So I've got to get you. back and make one more.
Yes, being skewered by an elder god is part of that process. Symbolically, yes, of course.
That could work out.
Do you like that?
Yeah, you have to be careful, because if you find your true Yeti mate, you will be manipulated by the elder gods. It's part of the process.
It sure is. Swimming in this radio liquid slack is great.
It's real good for the circulation. It forces the blood through the limbs. Yes, damn braces, bless relaxes. I will relax you in a moment.
We'll
teach you how to.
I was just looking at the camera here, 420 guy.
Oh, so don't look at the camera.
420 guy?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's on the country roads lead to his palatial mansion.
Yeah, he's back there.
It's no Mick Mansion, folks.
Trailing, driving.
But what is his, national origin kind of deal? Where's
he from? What's his make and modeling? What's the 65 million year climax that he keeps talking about?
That seems good and long. Well,
long enough to get the job done, I would think.
Yeah.
Hacking, you just keep hacking and whacking away, and eventually you'll be finished. You just think about it one gradient at a time. Here you go, grasp this object.
Yeah, grasp this.
Woo!
Go, Dr. Howe.
All right, now what?
Pinch off a big...
All right, enough of this.
...portion. It's a blank food tube.
The devil take the hindmost, eh?
Yes. Now, this is the special food. It's the all-purpose food, and it's...
Well, as long
we just
as it's
call
special.
It food. That's all you have to call it.
You mean
because
it's generic?
All, everything is all in one thing, and it's all tastes the same, but it tastes good.
Let
it doesn't have
it.
A real flavor, it's just good.
I'll take
what does
two
it
tucks.
Taste like? I don't know, but it tastes good.
Aren't you going to be picking up pieces of ice off the deck and throwing it away, or keeping it as a souvenir?
Right. I will either throw it or keep it. And in either case, it would be a souvenir. One which I either reject or...
Are
keep.
Inspired.
And if I keep it, I'll put it in my pocket, where it will do me the most good.
Tie it in a ribbon and throw it in the deep blue sea.
Wrap it in a big rubber band.
Rockety rickets.
With big red straps.
Ricketing rackets. I'm going to swim over
save
the lifeboat.
Save those coupons.
Yes, I did clip and save all the coupons, but they went down with the ship.
Don't forget to take your vitamins.
I need them in this 28-degree water.
You'll need all the nutrition you can get, so take your food tube, put it over your shoulder, or tie it to your belt or something. You'll need it. Now here, hold this barnacle bag that you'll be sleeping in.
What happened?
Inside the barnacle bag, there's a slot for your food tube. Stick it right in there. You see that slot?
Even more so.
He's out of it now. He can't remember. He's just.
Oh, yeah, good.
Do you think he has? I see the food tube. It's strapped
really
to his back. He has the barnacle back.
Knock him out every time we get him off the air.
Now he'll be extracting the barnacles from the bag before he can actually sleep in the bag.
My barnacles in a bag of salt.
And inside the barnacle covered bag, he will put his salt covered body
some woman to blame, but I
into which he will. Pull his food tube and extract the food substance therein.
Like a giant skeeter.
In a sucking motion.
Just call me Skeeter Libby. If it says Libby,
Skeeter
Luby. Skeeter Luby. And you'll love it.
Some people called him Dr. Howe, but you'll love it.
Hi.
Love it, and Levitts, right?
No, I hate Levitts. But
they hate you too. They told me. They sent me an email the other day and said we hate Dr. Howe. Don't bring him back over here.
I was speaking only figuratively because I, Dr. Howe, and I'll understand.
Wait! I just got an email from they were.
They
just kidding.
I love humanity.
They didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
I love them. I do.
They really didn't. They were just simply just joking around, just not joshing. They. They were joshing in a jocular way.
Joy, thou glorious.
A joyously jocular and jovial way. Their jocularity was one that was made manifest in a palpable...
Jock full of...
pile of... Yes. Poking fun. There it is, see? It smells. It's leaking. It's stinky smell.
Yeah. It
makes me uncomfortable, too.
Me, too. I can't...
Make
I don't know
you
if I can keep up with it anymore.
I don't understand. Why? How?
I can... All I can think about is that big, fat donut.
Oh. All right.
That one I'm going to have in a little while.
Yeah, I think so. But will it be having you in the album?
I hope not. Or if it does, I hope it enjoys me as much as I will enjoy it in my own personal...
I'd like to go in there.
Okay, don't leave yet.
Pull out the trowel for cheesecake.
But it is a personal reality into which I will slide right in, much like Dr. Howden's Mars bag. Eating his food tube filled with donut-like paste.
Oh,
just the donut paste.
You had me. Donuts, you got me.
In the food tube.
You don't even eat it fried or cooked?
No, don't. But it is fried. It's fried and cooked and baked and broiled.
Finished and betterized.
It's everything. It's all in one thing.
Well,
it's
we'll
all one
all
flavor. All
we...
one true food tube for Dr. Hal.
Hey, wait. What about the rest of us?
Oh, and us, too. Isn't that great? Thanks for listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show. Please tell your friends to listen live and download all the shows and generate huge quantities of traffic for us and our friends and our affiliates. After all, it's for the children. Don't forget to visit www.quiveringbrain.com and www.subgenius.com. Thanks. See you next time on the Puzzling Evidence Show.